Now, from Hollywood, Romance. Romance. Transcribed stories of love and adventure, of comedy and crisis, of conflict and human emotion. Today, a delightful story by Charles B. Smith, which answers the immortal question of which came first, the chicken or the egg. We star Sam Edwards, John Daner, and Victor Perrin in The Egg Farm.
Up to the time my brother Wiley Burris got that letter from my Uncle Luther, neither one of us had ever thought much about chickens. Of course, when we were working, we most always had eggs for breakfast, and on Sundays, we usually managed to have a mess of fried chicken for dinner. But like most folks, we'd never once stopped to appreciate all the things chickens do for us. I guess our Uncle Fats Luther figured it was time somebody did. Well, Wiley and me were working for some pecan gordon down near Gulfport when we got that letter. Uncle Fats wrote that he just bought himself a chicken farm, and if we'd come up to Greenville and help him run it, he'd give us a share of the profits. Well, by the time we finished picking the pecan nuts and got around to driving up there, it was almost 6 weeks later. We had some trouble finding this place, so when we come to a country store, we stopped and went inside to ask directions. Don't look like nobody's around.
Oh, yes, they is up there.
Good morning.
Morning.
Jimmy, if I can get down off this ladder, I'll wait on you.
No, that's all right. You stay up there. We're just looking for our uncle's farm. We know it's somewhere around here on Route 2, but we're having trouble finding it.
You boys ought to be ashamed standing down here looking up at her like that.
Yes, ma'am, I reckon so.
Now then, what you want here?
Ma, they want some information.
Didn't look that way to me.
Ma'am, I'm Wiley Burris, and this is...
You say Burris?
Yes, ma'am. This is Homer Lee.
Fat's nephew.
Yes, ma'am. You know Uncle Luther?
Why, ain't a person inside of the county line that hasn't heard Fat's Burris whining and bellyaching.
Well, ain't he doing any good with his chickens, Mrs...
Canfield? And that's his business. You ask him.
Yes, ma'am.
They're lost, Mama. They can't find Mr. Burris' farm.
Well, it's about half a mile on down the road. Soon as you cross the railroad tracks, you see it on the right.
Well, yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Don't thank me. I ain't doing you any favor. Don't suppose he'll be doing you any either.
Oh, yes, ma'am. He's letting us come to live with him, and he's going to give us a share of what he makes off the chickens.
That's so. Well, he's mighty generous, ain't he?
Mrs. Canfield, Homer and me, we never had a real home, at least not in a long time, so we're going to be grateful to Uncle Fats no matter what.
No matter if he works your legs off and doesn't give you a cent for it, huh?
Ma'am?
Never mind. Just tell him for me, my patience is running out, you hear?
Yes, ma'am.
And Wiley.
Wiley's fine, ma'am.
Wiley... You see, Ma and me are the refreshment committee, which means we got to supply all the food and drinks for the church social Friday night. And we asked your uncle if he wouldn't contribute some of his chickens.
What'd he say?
Well, just about the rudest way he could, he said no.
So, if you could sort of see that he changes his mind, well, I'd be obliged to let you escort me to the social.
Yes, ma'am. I sure try. How many chickens do you want?
Only 4 dozen.
4 dozen?
Well, I know it sounds like a lot, but it's such a worthy cause. Don't you think it is, Wiley?
Yes, ma'am. I sure do. We left a couple of minutes later, and on account of what Miss Canfield had said, we sort of figured maybe something was wrong at the farm. But as soon as we crossed over the railroad tracks and saw it, we stopped worrying. It was a real pretty little place. Nice white house, red barn, and outside the rail fence that ran around the whole shebang was a little roadside stand with a sign saying, "Fresh eggs, help yourself." Well, Wiley stopped in front of the stand and we took a look inside. There were maybe 2 dozen eggs in blue pasteboard boxes, and near them in a tin can, $3 or $4 in change. We were glad to see Uncle Fats doing good, so we didn't waste any time getting around to the back of the house. Did you notice how much those eggs was, Homer Lee?
Well, yeah, just 39 cents a dozen.
Yeah, that's about 10 cents cheaper than Mrs. Canfield selling them for.
I know. You reckon he's here?
He's here. Listen. What you say, Uncle Luther?
Homer Lee. Wiley. Nephews of mine.
Oh, you sure got a nice place here, Uncle Luther.
Yeah. Come inside.
Thank you. Yeah. We stopped at the store down the road and met Miss Canfield and her daughter. She said to tell you her patience was running out.
Yeah. Let it. You boys, sit down.
Oh, thank you, Uncle.
Yeah, so you snooping in the egg stand, Wiley.
You got it fixed up mighty nice, Uncle Luther.
Wiley tell you to say that, boy?
No, sir.
I know what you were trying to do, Wiley. You wanted to see if I was doing good, didn't you? So you'd know how much you're going to make off me.
But, Uncle Pat, we weren't trying.
Don't argue with him, Homer Lee. He's sour by nature. Nothing you can say will change his evil mind.
Boy, if I didn't need somebody working here for a few days...
A few days?
Only a few days.
Well, got this place up for sale.
But you just bought it, and in your letter you said you planned on keeping it and letting us run it for you.
You're late getting here, Wiley. You don't know what's been going on.
No, I reckon I don't.
Then just keep your mouth shut when I say what I'm going to do with my property. It's up for sale, and that's... Yeah.
But why?
That. It looks like you've been doing fine, Uncle Luther.
Well, it sure does. How many chickens you got back there?
About 500 leggins, few Plymouth Rocks, but they ain't laying.
What?
Laying.
You mean they're not laying like they should?
They're not laying at all, you stupid. And I'm willing to bet the few dollars I got left, they didn't lay no eggs for that cheap. Then Ivan, swindler that sold me the place either. That cheap?
But what about cheap? The eggs for sale out in the stand?
Cheap. I bought him in town at the market. They're for the buyer, you see.
What buyer?
The buyer that's going to buy this farm before I lose it to the sheriff.
You got one?
Wiley, what's wrong with you? Of course I ain't got one yet, but I will have.
Well, I sure hope you don't.
Now, that ain't a very nice thing for you to say to me, nephew Homer.
Me and Wiley will find out what's ailing those birds.
I know what's ailing them. So does the vet I had out here.
Well, what is wrong with them?
Nothing's wrong with them. They just ain't laying.
When the vet didn't know why?
He knows why. I know why. And boy, you'll know why, too, if you hang around here for another 30 minutes.
Well, I reckon I'll do that all right. And while I'm waiting, I'm going to go out back and take a look around.
Well, like I said before, I don't know much about chickens. The ones we saw were sure fat and healthy. But inside the hen house, there wasn't one egg in any of those nests. Well, we walked around the whole place and were starting to go back to the house when Uncle Fats come out to meet us.
Wiley, you go in and answer the telephone.
Telephone? Well, who knows I'm here?
Some female woman.
Oh, okay. Hello?
The Wiley?
Hi, Lucy.
Oh, how'd you know it was me?
Well, your voice, it's kind of different.
Did you talk to your uncle yet?
No, I haven't had a chance to. He's got a problem, Lucy.
Well, so's my boss. If he don't have it your uncle, he's going to have another problem if he doesn't raise his price.
Why?
He's taking away some of our oldest customers selling eggs instead of my kids.
It was a train, wasn't it?
Yep. That's like the other side of the cornflower.
Scares them, huh?
Weren't you scared?
How many times a day does it go by?
Six. In the daytime, five at night, just as the hens have forgot about the last train and are settling down to do their duty, another one tears by.
Boy, that's bad.
Sure is. So if you're planning on staying here, you either gotta make the train stop running or bamboozle these female birds so the trains don't bother them. Take your pick.
Well, a few minutes after the train went by, scaring the daylights out of us and the chickens, we went back into the house. Uncle Fats wanted to take a nap, but Wiley wouldn't hold still for it. He said we were going to try to figure out something to do about the situation right then and there.
Ain't nothing to do about it. Nothing but to sell out before the sheriff takes the farm away from me.
Well, how long before that'll happen?
Well, next week, I reckon. Boy, if I ever get my hands on that dirty, swindling rat that sold me this place.
Well, seems to me you'd have noticed the railroad was so close when you first looked at it.
That dirty rat made sure I wasn't out here when the train was due. I'll get it.
I sure feel sorry for those chickens. You reckon we can do anything to get them over being so afraid of the train?
I don't know. Chickens is very sensitive birds.
Well, maybe if they knew that a train was nothing to be afraid of.
Well, how'd we work that?
Well, we could. Well, I don't know. But I sure hate to think about leaving here.
Well, don't think about it then, Homer Lee.
You got any ideas about what we can do?
Nope, but I haven't given up thinking. Not by a long way.
Boys, got some good news, boys.
Oh?
Yep. Buyer.
A buyer for the farm?
Yep. Fella from out of town. Total stranger. He walked into the real estate agent's office, and he's coming out tomorrow.
What about the train?
Oh, you think I'm stupid, boy? I got a schedule of them trains. Naturally, I'm not going to have him here when one's due.
But, Uncle Fast, you wouldn't sell this place without telling about the trains, would you? Right after that, Uncle Luther put us to doing chores, getting the farm ready for the man he hoped would buy it the next day. And by dinner time, well, I was about ready to drop. But not Wiley. Right after we finished doing the dishes, he got in his car and went down to that general store.
Wiley?
Hmm?
You think you'll have a chance to ask him about those chickens tomorrow?
Oh, yeah, Lucy. He'll most probably be in a real good humor before that man arrives to look over the place. I'll do it then.
What'll happen if your uncle does sell his place?
Well, I guess me and Homer will start back where we come from.
Right away?
I reckon.
You wouldn't stay even for the social Friday night?
Well, if I did, you wouldn't be going with me, not unless I got you them chickens.
Oh, I'd go with you anyway, Wiley. Chickens or not. Now, will you stay?
Well, I'd sure like to, but Homer and me don't have much money, so I just don't see how we could stay till then.
Oh, I hope that man doesn't buy the farm. Wiley?
Hmm?
Couldn't you do something? Something so he wouldn't?
What do you mean, honey?
Well, like telling him right out that the chickens don't lay.
Oh, no, I couldn't.
Well, but it'd be the truth.
I know, but I couldn't go against Uncle Luther.
I suppose you're right. But I know it'll look so good to him. I just know he's going to buy it.
Oh, now, honey. Hey, look at that firefly. Now, look at there, will you?
Wiley. Do you believe that love is something that comes to people of all ages? And it's just like lightning? You can never say when or where it's going to strike. Do you believe that?
Yes, Lucy, I reckon I do.
Oh, so do I. Very, very much.
The next morning, Uncle Luther again put Wiley and me to work. It was long about 10 when we started cleaning out an old silo near the chicken coop. We were still at it about an hour later when a train went by.
Oh, boy, you'd think those chickens would be used to a train.
Yeah.
Be
They sure ain't. Hand me that shovel, boy. I got a lot more grain up in here. Here. Yeah. How come anybody leaves so much grain in an old silo this long, Wiley? I don't know, boy. Ooh-wee. Sure smells, don't it?
Yeah, kind of a familiar smell, too. But I can't quite place it.
I reckon I better dump what's in the wheelbarrow. Is there much more of it inside there? Wiley?
Huh? Oh, not much. You go on. I'll feed the rest of it to the chicken.
Well, about a half hour later, Wiley had just finished his chores and was heading toward the house when Miss Canfield drove in. And she was so mad she was puffed up like a powder pigeon.
Morning, Miss Canfield.
Where's your fat uncle, Wiley?
Why, he's just inside
Woman,
the
house. You looking for me?
I certainly am. Wiley, don't you go away. I want you as a witness.
Yes, ma'am.
I got a business engagement in 5 minutes. You sure came at a bad time, right?
You came into my life at a bad time. You unethical fat tub of blubber.
Why, you dirty old lady, you are.
Me? Why?
I reckon that's my point.
What?
Miss Canfield, ma'am, why did you come over here?
Why, you know why, you cheap lowlife.
Yeah.
To make you raise the price of your store-bought eggs you got for sale out in the stand.
Yes, indeed. Well, I'll just do that. Yes, ma'am. I'll be happy to do it.
What?
Morning.
Yes.
Mr. Burris?
Yes. Be right with you. Miss Canfield, ma'am, I'll be happy to raise the price of my eggs.
If this is a trick, fat...
No, ma'am. No tricks. Anything you want this morning... Anything, just so you leave now.
Well, but you remember.
Yes, ma'am. I'll have Wiley change the sign right away.
You'll be sure I'll be back. Remember that.
Yeah, oh boy. There ain't nothing worse than a meddlesome female. Mill.
I gather she was concerned over the price of your eggs.
That's it. Yes, sir, you put your finger right on it. Didn't you? You see, I get so many eggs, I can't hardly get rid of them. Yes, sir, those chickens. I get so many eggs, I can't hardly get rid of them. Yes, sir, those chickens are...
Yes.
Now what? Yeah!
Take a look at your chickens!
Good heavens. Why, there's a great day. Come on.
Boy, wait!
Good heavens, what's the matter with them?
I'm not sure.
They're sick, dying.
Look at there. One of them's trying to get up but can't make it.
Wiley.
Well, your uncle's wiped out for sure now, Wiley.
Wiley, what was it? They look like they've been poisoned.
They certainly do.
Who's been feeding them?
Well, I gave them some...
What?
Well, I gave them some of that old grain out of the silo, but...
You did it so I wouldn't sell the farm, didn't you?
No.
Boy, I'm your kin. Don't innocent me.
But I didn't.
And don't talk to me neither. Just you get out of here, You and your brother Boone, you get off my land.
We packed our things as fast as we could. And then while Uncle Fats was calling the vet, we got a good-sized bunch of those chickens and put them in the back of our car. Wiley didn't say what he wanted them for, but I thought it was to see if maybe he couldn't cure them. Instead, when we got to the general store, he gave them to Miss Lucy. Well, the fresh air ride seemed to have done them some good, so we put them out back in an old garage they weren't using.
Is there anything that we can do for them?
Nope. Unless maybe you want to try giving them some bicarbonate of soda.
Some what?
Bicarbonate of soda. Hey, Wiley.
What?
Ain't that a way a chicken goes when she's laid an egg? Well, yeah, ma'am, it sure is. Oh, there's the one that's doing it. Wiley, she has laid an egg.
Well, I never.
Well, now all we got to do is wait and see if they'll do it while the train's passing. I still didn't know what had happened or what was going on, but from the gleam in Wiley's eyes, it was good. Well, we gathered up 9 eggs out of that garage. Then Uncle Fats arrived, and he was smiling.
Wiley, you miserable. You, boy.
Yes, sir?
Boy, did you know all the time what you were doing?
Well,
doing?
I had a pretty good idea after I got a smell of the stuff we was taking out of that silo. Did it work?
Did. We got us a hen house full of eggs.
While the train was passing by?
While the train was passing by. What? One of the roosters went out to challenge it. Of course, he's our only loss.
But Wiley, Mr. Burris, what on earth was the stuff that made them act so sick?
Oh, they wasn't acting sick, Miss Lucy Canfield. We thought they were.
Oh, but they was really intoxicated.
They were what?
That's right. Those chickens were plain drunk.
Well, from the grain that had been in that silo so long it had fermented, like beer.
Wiley, boy, when you're through here, you and Homer Lee, come on home. We're in the egg business.
Yes, sir. Of course, Uncle Fats forgot that the chickens would sober. Well, the effects of that fermented grain would wear off. Or maybe he didn't. Anyway, if you want to see a bunch of high-living pixelated chickens who lay their eggs under the darndest conditions, you go down to Greenville and out on Route 2 and ask where the Burrises live. Luther and Homer Lee and Wiley. He's my brother.
Romance is produced and directed by Anthony Ellis. Today's story was written by Charles B. Smith. Starring in The Egg Farm were John Daner, Sam Edwards, and Victor Perrin. Others in the cast were Sammy Hill, Jeanette Nolan, and Parley Bear. Musical supervision by Jerry Goldsmith. This is Gil Warren, inviting you to hear Romance transcribed next week at this same time. America's Protestants, Catholics, and Jews are strengthening the bond of brotherhood and friendship by helping the needy overseas. Through their houses of worship, these three faiths are sending voluntary relief to virtually every free country in the world. More than 80% of American voluntary relief work for the hungry and needy overseas is conducted through the religious agencies of these three major faith groups. When you share with needy persons overseas through your house of worship, you are promotions of the spirit of democracy that unites all peoples for peace and goodwill. You are keeping faith with the finest tradition and heritage of America. CBS Radio urges you to keep faith with those in need overseas by giving as much as you can through your faith.